What are we? What makes us what we are? And what we're gonna be? I think it's that right there. It's grit.
Back the All Grit Podcast. I am your humble host, Caleb, joined alongside me with the best crew in the NFL right now. We got Adrian, the offensive coordinator. We got Clay, the stat guy. We're even going off the down to the bench where the water boy resides. We're bringing him on the pod. What's up, boys? How we feeling on this Monday evening?
Bro, I am so stoked and excited. It was a good weekend. I mean, we'll get into the football itself. Some of these games were kind of snoozers, but I've never had this privilege to just watch, sit back, kind of like Aaron Glenn does on the bench when he knows he's had a great game, and just watch other people play, man.
Right, right.
It's great.
How you feeling, Clay?
I thought the same thing, man. They kept on showing the graphic on the TV too, with a one next to Detroit. It's just kind of like it becomes so real.
So real, yeah. Man. Crazy.
Bitter in the fact that we don't have a game to root for, but sweet that we're sitting there just nice and comfy.
Yep.
Were you in the jammies this weekend, Adrian?
Oh, yeah. You know, I was. Leaned back in the recliner. That. Yeah. Taking notes.
In fact, we're going to go back to last week's podcast a couple times throughout this episode. We're going to go back to our bold takes, but this was not on the actual bold. Well, I guess technically it kind of was on the bold takes, but you know what? Just like the greatest radio hosts and podcast hosts, we're going to go back. We're going to pull some audio and we're going to play it for you guys right now. And I want to get your live reaction. These boys do not know what I'm about to play. You guys ready for this?
What did I say before this started? I said I'm going to agree with one of you all. Them Washington Commanders are going to go down to Tampa, and they are going to paddle. They are going to paddle. They are going to paddle that quarterback who all of a sudden is making a second coming. Looking like Joe Montana out there. Yes, Baker Mayfield is going to eat an L. He's going to eat an L. And the Washington Foot Commanders are coming up to Detroit for the divisional round. You heard it here. Second.
It would have been first, but Clay went right before me and said, Washington is coming to Detroit. Boys,
let's go.
You guys,
we have two prophets on this podcast. I don't know what Adrian and Ivan are doing, but the two white boys are just prophetically just laying the law. What's happening here? Thank you.
Good job.
So, yeah, we're going to go around the NFL this past weekend. Adrian just pulled up our, if you're watching on YouTube, pulled up our bracket time. Bracketology.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so those of you who are not watching, we'll just give you a quick rundown. So we had the Minnesota Los Angeles Rams. That game is tonight, starts in about 3 hours. So we all picked LA for that game. We're still riding with LA. A lot has changed since then.
I know they're playing in Phoenix now, you know, with the fires happening. It's man, I feel like it's 50-50 now. Like they don't necessarily have home field advantage, but I still think they're the better team, though, coached and on the field, to be honest. They have the better quarterback. So I'll stay with my pick.
All right. You boys, how about you, Clay?
I don't know, man. After last night's game, I had my buddy text me and said, there's something that Baker Mayfield and Stafford have in common is that they always give up a big turnover. And I think that could be the difference tonight. I think if Stafford throws a crucial interception or a fumble, I see Minnesota winning the game. So I don't know. I'm kind of leaning towards Minnesota now.
Ivan?
I'm still taking the Rams. I see them beating. Kind of taking what we did last week, or 2 weeks ago. Take that same script defensively. And I feel like they can still, with Stafford's knowledge, pick up the blitzes. Hopefully each player takes up their assignments, but I do see the Rams going forward.
Okay, so I got some, it's not really breaking news, but some potential prophetic insight on this game. And since we just pulled Washington out of our hats, I think this could go well. So Matthew Stafford's wife had the flu. Did you guys hear about that? Flu... Kelly has the flu. I think all three of the girls have the flu, or potentially some of the kids have the flu. Uh-oh. So Stafford's got a lot on his mind right now. His girls were in the hospital with this flu. So Stafford could either have effects of the flu, or he could be thinking of his wife and kids in a hospital, and his head is not going to be in this game where it needs to be, boys.
Yeah. I feel like a Monday night football game is weird for a playoff, because it's like everybody already kind of is set. Everybody knows who's playing who already. Everybody's thinking about next week already, and you have this right here Monday night football game.
I think it was Bucks and Eagles, right? And Bucks beat them because what you just said, like, just it's a weird night, man. Things can happen.
Yeah. So and the fact that they're not in LA, I mean, not like LA had a home field advantage anyway, but you know, it's still home. So they're traveling over to Arizona. Like, everything switched, and I think Minnesota's got my 51. If I had a 50, you know. If I had a 50-50, my 51% would be Minnesota right now. Yeah.
Just because, like, maybe they're angry coming off the Detroit loss or a little more.
That plus the motivated. I don't think Stafford is – I was just reading some articles, so I might be going too much into it. But
did you talk to him? He's not so focused.
Yeah. Well, I talked to Kelly. you know, everybody's
talk sick. Talk to the doctors.
Yeah. So, anyway, so that's tonight. Me and Clay picked Washington over Tampa. There you go, Clay. Let me fill you up.
Thank you, sir.
These guys picked the Bucks, and then we all got Philly. The bracket buster was LA versus Houston. I think all of us picked Clay picked the stinking Houston Texans.
So Clay got it this week, huh?
Clay gets the bold take. We're gonna put his score down on the board.
Wow.
Ooh. So that means going into the divisional weekend, we have Adrian with one bold take and Clay with one bold take. Yeah.
And I get it, the week of the playoffs, when Lions are not playing. Right.
So me and Plax don't have anything. Ivan, welcome to the show. We do this thing called bold takes. So then we all got Baltimore, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll pick Buffalo. So. Now Clay was on the verge of picking Denver.
Yeah.
In fact, I tried pulling that audio. I just didn't have enough time. But Clay went on a nice little rant about, guys, you don't understand. This is going to be a closer game than you all think. Believe me, guys.
I really thought, man. I thought I was on something, especially when Nick threw that touchdown right again in the first quarter. I'm like, here we go. Nothing. Yeah. My bad.
No. And I said, good blowout of the week.
Yeah.
Bold take.
Should have listened to you, man. Should have.
It's all good. It's all good, man. All right. So that kind of wraps up that. Wraps up
the whole weekend.
Right. So going into tonight's game, just briefly, too, Minnesota technically is a 2.5 point favorite going into tonight. So even Vegas is kind of saying, well, you don't have home field. Minnesota, if you think about it, Arizona is going to be full of Minnesota fans, because where do Minnesotans go? Where do Michiganders go when they're getting out of here? They go to Arizona and they go to Florida.
Right.
So it's going to be a home game for Minnesota tonight.
It might be.
All right. So hot takes. What say you for your hot takes for the upcoming week and picks for the weekend? Or am I jumping into something, Adrian?
Well,
you want to talk more about the weekend that was?
Yeah. And it was weird. I was watching just a couple of these football games, and maybe it's because we're just so spoiled as Lions fans, just kind of watching some of these other games, like the creativity on offense, the get up on some of these defenses. It just wasn't there. That actually watching this weekend made me a little more confident for the Lions. like made me a little more confident that, hey, we've been watching an elite team this whole season. And because we've just been watching our team and not as close as other teams, that we might take it for granted. But I don't know if I'm just sipping the Kool-Aid, but after watching this weekend, I wasn't really impressed with any team.
I agree with that, especially with the play calling. Like Dan Quinn, man, he was full of Dan Campbell yesterday. Especially, I think he's in a similar situation that we were in last year with our kicking situation, that he knew he needed sevens and not threes. And I don't think he was confident he would get a three, especially how that field goal happened at the end of the game yesterday. So, but when you see his four down plays, though, are just so – we have it so well with Ben Johnson, man. Ben Johnson, just our play calling on fourth down is just so much better. Like, I mean, they got some, but just – like you said, we take it for granted for sure.
Yeah. Let's my bad, fellas. I forgot to get us into just a quick little sponsor. Adrian, why don't you take that away?
Yeah. So Lions fans, just like the Detroit Lions are building something special on the field, maybe something, maybe you can build something special off the field, maybe something better. Your dream home. If you're buying, selling, or investing, trust a local real estate team that's passionate and driven as the team is on Sunday. We're talking about Hector and Rosie Diaz with Independence Realty, proudly helping families score their perfect home for over 25 years. So if you're ready to make your next big move, call Hector today at 616-890-8983 or visit their Facebook page, Hector and Rosie Diaz Real Estate Professionals. Because just like the Lions, it's all about grit, determination, and winning the right way.
All right. Thank you. So let's get into it, boys. I'm biting at the bit here. We got Washington Commanders coming in on Saturday night. Now, the Lions have always played on Sunday, it seems like, for the past couple primetime, right? Mm-hmm. What does that mean? That means all of Detroit's got to go to work the next day. And when you play at 8:20, that means you're getting out of there. That means you're getting out of there at 11:30 on a Sunday. And people start they stop partying at a certain time, knowing that they have to go to work, right? Well, Adrian, what happens on a Saturday night for the Metro Detroit and the other 65,000 people that will be at that game?
Well, I'll tell you that this Saturday night specifically is going to be partying all day. Why
is that?
Because not just the Detroit Lions are playing downtown Detroit. We've got the Detroit Pistons, who are hot right now. They are over 500. I think they're like 20 and 19. They're getting hot right now, and they're playing a home game Saturday at like 5 o'clock. We've got another – who else do we got playing Saturday, Ivan? Do you know?
No, it's just the Pistons. But they moved the game to 4 p.m. because of the game.
4 p.m.
They can't even look around for the game. So.
Yeah, you probably got some fans going to LCA at 4 o'clock. Right after that, heading over Ford Field.
What Devin a doubleheader.
I'd say Devin Booker will finish his game and head over to Ford Field.
For sure.
After that.
Oh, good point. Yeah. But I was taking it from a different angle. This is a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Meaning if the game starts at 6, right? Well, no, it starts at 8.
It's 8 p.m.
8 p.m. on Saturday night. Boys, no one's got to go to work the next day. All those people ain't going to church. They're sleeping in. They are going to party all night. It's going to be the loudest stadium. Even Clay's playoff game from last year will not be as loud as Saturday night.
It will be loud Saturday.
It's going to be loud. They're going to be ready, man. That roof's going to blow off. Well, it already blew off, but...
Yeah,
they're going in, man.
There's a little more special motivation because I want the listener to hear what was heard down in Tampa Bay last night. Let's listen in.
Wow.
Crazy.
Wow. So they took over Tampa Stadium, which is not hard to do. And then they're talking that trash.
They're off the high.
Yeah.
The game-winning high.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Cute.
I think we
cute.
I think we should pump that. I think we should pump that sound into Ford Field on Saturday night. I mean, that sounds like that could just
be awesome,
in.
Right?
Oh man! And then when they come out, you're gonna hear Boo Birds. Ooh. So what do you think? You think Washington can get in there and make some noise, or do you think the Lions have pretty much? I mean, those tickets. Have you guys looked at them?
They
the standing room only was like good night.
I didn't see standing room. I saw $2,200 and $2,400 tickets.
That's insane.
They're saying if you bought a ticket for all the other three playoff games, it's still cheaper than one Detroit versus Washington game ticket.
That's a crazy insane.
Yeah.
Only the number one seed, you know, and the best in the NFL, you know.
No.
And that's how you know it's going to be loud in there, like Caleb's saying. It is going to be probably close to the level it was against the Rams last year. Maybe even louder. Who knows?
Yeah, did you hear Amon-Ra pleading with the fans? He wants it louder than the Rams game.
And
he said the Rams game was hands down, the loudest environment he's ever been in. And he said, I want it louder.
Wow. Well, how great is it, though? Like, last year, when you're watching the Lions, you get their first playoff win, and then it ends the way it did, and you're just, I just hope we can get back. Like, everybody's saying this is a fluke. You know, the teams do this. They get hot at the right time. But dude, we're the number one seed now going in. Like, that is just so proud of this team, man, and the coaching staff to what they've done with the team to keep everybody at, you know, keep you focused each week for the next game. And even going into what Danny Campbell said about this weekend, he gave the coaches a weekend off because he's like, I don't want to prepare for the wrong team. Like, why waste your time preparing for the wrong team? Well, no. And then he did Dan Campbell. We'll know Sunday night.
Yep.
And we knew Sunday night. So I thought it was really good for everybody's mindset, the players to have the night off, have the weekend off, and be preparing for the right team and not waste time preparing
for
Sunday night.
I did not hear him say we'll know Sunday night. When did he say that?
I think the same thing. He said we might know Sunday night, but he did his little Dan Campbell, you know.
Oh, okay. Because, that kind of goes deliberately against what he said to Kevin O'Connell on the field.
Yeah,
right, exactly.
In 2 weeks. And now he's saying, well, no, we'll know Sunday night. Meaning he was either thinking the Packers or Washington was going to pull the upset. So. Interesting. He was right. So, Washington's coming into town. So what you guys saw from Washington this past weekend against the Bucks? Initial thoughts. And I can start just to give you some time. So I think Tampa's defense was outstanding that game. I mean, they just look fast. They look hard hitting.
Yep. That D-line. Yep.
They do. And even some players that I kind of wanted in the draft originally fell to Tampa. So for them to beat that defense, which, you know, I'm thinking of it as a Lions fan, I'm seeing Tampa maybe potentially come to Detroit, and that's a defense that could give us some problems, right?
Yep.
That's an offense that can score. So in the back of my head, I'm thinking, go Washington, because your offense is really good, but I don't see it from your defense. So I think the weaker team got through, in all honesty. They are a lesser seed. They're a six seed.
Yep.
So dare I say, playoffs are playoffs, but dare I say we got the best game.
We got the best pool for sure.
You're absolutely right. I mean, Clay and I were just talking before we started recording, but Todd Bowles lost the Buccaneers that game because roster to roster, that's why I picked Tampa Bay, because I've been watching them. They have been playing good, but Todd Bowles made some conservative, scared choices towards the end of that game that lost them the game. It was like third and inches where Baker Mayfield could have just done a quarterback sneak, and they handed off. Then they lost like 5-6 yards on it. That kind of
the timing. They didn't even know the timing of the snap. Like,
Then they had, that fumble and everything. But, Todd Bowles never did anything aggressive to take over that game, and that's why the Commanders, they just hung in there and they were going on fourth down. They were being aggressive and it paid off, and they got through to our benefit. So,
Shout out to Mike Evans, man. That guy is a baller. Like, he was doing everything he could to win on that game too. Yeah. And I thought the same thing. I was like, man, this Tampa Bay, they're it, man. But it just shows you the fourth quarter being conservative, and then also that fumble, that key fumble,
yeah,
changed everything, really. But yeah, Mike Evans, man, he's a baller, man.
He is. He won me my fantasy league this year. Thanks, really? Mike.
So I wrote you boys on the podcast, on the pod chat, text chat today, and I just wanted to kind of let our listeners in on a little, you know, background of what we talk about on a daily basis. So I sent the boys today this. I said, boys, think about this. Last year, we had to go through the Super Bowl winning quarterback, a Super Bowl winning quarterback, Matthew Stafford, in the game one. Then we had to go against a longtime veteran, resurgent Baker Mayfield, to even make it to the NFC Championship game way out on the West Coast in Santa Clara. Now let's compare that to this year. This year, we rested a whole week, and now we have to go through a rookie quarterback at home for the National Football Conference Championship game. What a difference.
What a difference. I mean,
yep. And that's why the regular season is so important, that rest week, mm-hmm. and knowing that you play the least seed is everything. I mean,
oh, it's,
yep.
It we win everything. One game and we got the NFC Championship game at our place, at our house.
Crazy. Crazy.
Great. Any thoughts?
So I got some I wanted to share with you guys. Go ahead, Clay.
No, just crazy, man. Two wins away. You're two wins away from going down to the Super Bowl, and it's just so surreal. But it shows you the effort this team put in. They knew what they needed, especially after going out to California last year and coming back home, yeah. losing. Like, they knew what they wanted, and they knew what they needed. So,
yeah,
they got it.
Yeah, now we got Washington. So I got some quick points to make. Some cool things in case some fans don't realize, but how is it that this Washington Commanders team goes from the second pick in the draft 12 months ago to now being in a divisional playoff game after beating Tampa Bay? Was it really because they just got lucky and picked Jaden Daniels at number two?
Yes.
Well, let me share a couple of the cool things with you guys. It isn't. Because whenever a team has success, it always starts at the top. And going on with the topic of just like all these teams have been trying to interview our coordinators, Ben Johnson, Aaron Glenn, they're going down to our assistant coaches. They're getting interviews as OCs and DCs. Well, it's actually been happening to the Lions already for a few seasons without many noticing. So if we go, or if you're on with us on YouTube, I'm sharing my screen on the Washington Commanders website. And if you're listening, tune in with us on YouTube. We put on a great show here for you guys to watch. But take a look at who the assistant general manager, the assistant GM of the Washington Commanders team is. It's Lance Newmark. Now, if you guys recall, Lance Newmark, he was a senior advisor to Brad Holmes the last three drafts. He was the last person that Lance Newmark drafted. He was solely responsible for Kirby Joseph, our all-pro safety. So if you go back and watch the Inside the Den videos, the draft night, Lance is on Brad Holmes' left side advising throughout the whole draft, and they celebrate with him when they get Kirby Joseph on that last draft. So what happens? He gets picked off. Washington can see his brilliance, and he becomes the assistant GM over in Washington. Next guy on this list, Brandon Sosna. He was the guy responsible at USC for bringing who's their coach right now? Who's a big name at USC? Lane Kiffin? I forget it right now. If you guys remember, who's the head coach at USC? But it took Kiffin? A lot. What was that?
Is it Lane Kiffin? I don't know.
Yes. Wait. Is it?
Cliff Kingsbury?
No.
No, that's
No. Cliff is there at Washington. Look it up for me, Ivan, real quick on Google. Who's the head coach at USC?
Right now?
Helton.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on.
Football. So Brandon Sosnum made a deal to get that guy there.
Lincoln Riley.
Lincoln Riley, thank you. Yeah, there you go. He gets Lincoln Riley over to USC. The Lions a couple seasons ago, they're like, this guy's brilliant. Let's bring him in. Brandon Sosna helps with the Jared Goff contract. He helps set up our cap the last few years. And Washington's like, we like what you're doing. Let's bring that success over here to Washington. He gets picked. And I'm sure there's a couple other guys, but they took like three or four guys from us.
Yeah.
That nobody talked about on the main media. That it was just like in the background, it was happening. I'm like, we're losing really good guys. They're all going to Washington. And then if we look at their coaching tree, do you guys recognize this assistant quarterback's coach?
Yeah.
That can't maybe our quarterback.
David Blau, bro. David Blau is an assistant quarterback's coach now for Washington. So David Blau knows Ben Johnson's scheme since day one. Since the moment Ben Johnson was just a passing game coordinator. So there's a lot of Detroit Lions ties with the new regime with this Washington team that it's sneakily gone under the radar that nobody's really talked about. And that has a lot to do with their success. They took a lot of our front office guys to help them draft. So then if you look at this year's draft for Washington, they had a good draft. Not only Jaden Daniels, but you look down the list, I mean, Mikey Sanders still went in like the third round, and he's our corner that's been doing awesome this year. So Washington's been pretty sneaky at taking some of our guys the last couple of years. And that's the one thing that does make me a tiny bit nervous is this guy right here, David Blau. You know, hopefully I'm sure these coaches change their coaching calls, you know, their secret calls that they do there on the line every year. But I'm hoping that we've done enough changes that David Blau doesn't know too good much point. Of what yeah, we're doing point. On offense. Because as a quarterback, he's going to know the complete offense.
Sometimes by how they're lined up, too. Just looking yeah. at it like, okay, you're either going to have this or this on this setup, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So if it's a close game, I'm blaming David Blau why it's so close. But
if I
still feel
confident. Blau, yeah. If I see yeah. David Blau down in Detroit, no questions asked. And well, I'm gonna get that too.
So I want to bring up I think they have Anthony Lynn, don't they? Because I saw something recently on Twitter that
yes, they it do. Was.
They do? Yep. Yeah.
That's sorry, I didn't put them. I was going to scroll down too, and I stopped sharing my screen. They do. Ivan.
No, he's they right do here. Have Anthony Lynn. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Run so he, yeah, he knows pretty well what Dan wants. Yeah. So he's worked with him closely.
This is what I'm telling you, dude. Yeah. They took a lot of our Lions people.
Well, here's my question to you, bro. All that was great and really good intel. However, if they took all of those assistant coaches, all the assistant GMs, all that stuff, they wanted Ben Johnson. They were going to fly yes. out here to see mm-hmm. Ben Johnson. So they wanted to have their cake and eat it too. They wanted the whole thing. But guess mm-hmm. what? When they came down here, Ben Johnson had one thing to say.
No.
No, bro.
Nope.
I'm staying here. So we got him. And yes, Adrian, he knows that David Blau's over there. And so he's going to change the language. And we ain't worried about it.
Yeah.
So I also wanted to bring up
great insight.
I think this was the first year of the new ownership, right? As well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay, I wanted to bring up this up talking about like infrastructure and organizations. like seeing the success of Washington, but also like Detroit, like everything from top down really matters. You know, ever since, you know, Martha took over, like she wanted to build something different. You know, she was looking for different advisors, Chris Spielman, and there was like a report he might be interviewing for GM somewhere else. So like that really matters too. No, exactly. So it's a point like having great infrastructure from the top bottom really matters to like who you have. Cause like, here's the best example. Like what annoys me so much and seeing it from different teams is saying, oh, this coach is really bad, when I've seen it very inconsistently from the Raiders, from the Cowboys, from the Bears, always saying it's the coach. No, it is not. It's your GM, but also your ownership. Like, it's kind of
your front office.
For your front office, and like, they do not see that. So like, the Bears can be, they have a great team, but first, get rid of the GM. Ryan Poles is not actually a good GM. Like, yeah, he has the money because he's gotten these players from cap space, but like, it's not going to get you anywhere. Like, let's see what happened this year. They're in 4-13, 4-12. Like, I knew that Caleb wasn't going into a good situation, and it was so funny that it was praised this year that he was in the best situation possible. You know, he was not. Not at all. And, like, going to the Cowboys, like, now they have an opening. But it's still going to be the same. Like, Jerry's going to still control that, you know, control that.
Oh, yeah, he controls the team.
He's going to still control that team. Like, there's no difference. Yeah. So, like, we are living in, as Lions team, we definitely are living in, like, what are the good old days. So hopefully, and I feel like thanks to Brad, we will have this division consistently throughout the years. Like, thanks to him, we'll have it, you know, sustained. Hopefully he doesn't go. You know, it's very sad, but kind of pointing that out, like, you know, same thing for the Raiders. Like, you see inconsistent every year. You got rid of coaches, but the ownership, like, that guy with the ugly hair. So it's really, you know, I forgot his name, but it's like, he's just not making the right decisions. So,
well, then bringing Chris Spielman, Mark that's when Davis. I was like, this is different. Yeah,
and Davis.
So, I'm Mark Davis's barber.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I mean, haven't people been saying about that about the Lions? And we were all like, no, it's coach. Well, as soon as Martha gives it to Sheila, look what's happened.
Sheila's like, let's do this the right way.
And of course, you know, it's still the Ford family, but it's a different vision. It's a whole different, different generation. And so, you know, she gets, you just said it.
And she was, that was like the first time I've ever seen a Ford emotional about this rebuild. She's like, I know everybody wants it overnight. Just be patient. It's going to take time.
Yeah.
She did it the right way, brought in the right people.
Yeah.
Spielman was huge.
So
man.
Much credit, man.
Yeah.
And I really, like, really did not want to see him go.
If you think about it, it's like once the like ownership and GM coach are like really intertwined and like trust each other, that's perfect. Cause like Sheila could have like fired Dan when they were like 1-6.
Oh, I know.
They could have done that compared to, you know, the Raiders firing every year. They're not trusting their coach. So like, that's just the situation. That's my rant. But like, I'm really happy when we went through like the Patricia era to really experience like what really, you know,
rock bottom. We wouldn't be here without rock that. No, thanks,
exactly.
Don't say that word.
Just gape out that name.
So no, Bobby Quinzel, whatever his name is, too. Like, just experience like, oh, that's really eye opening. Now we have this success. It's really important.
I mean, that brings up the point. Some of these coaches that they fire, like, you know, that they would be good coaches. Like, I think Sala. I think he'd still be a good head coach. Pierce, who just got, you know, deleted from the Raiders. I saw some of his stuff, dude. He could get people going just like Dan does, but you need a good, competent front office from the top to trickle down and just start the success. And the Commanders, they're going to be good moving forward. Like, if you think this is a one-year Cinderella story, it's not. Like, the Commanders are here. They've got a great front office. They're going to keep drafting good, and they're going to beat the Eagles. Probably, I'm going to call it now, they're beating the Eagles next year for their conference.
Division?
Oh, division. I'm sorry. Their division. Yeah.
I can see that.
So they're going to be good for years to come, just like we will.
Nice. Love it, man. Great insight. Great insight. All right. So real quick, just want to reemphasize this month of January, we do have our raffle going on for the podcast. If you get those raffles in, which we are starting to get them in, they're filling up. So get them in. They're $10 a ticket. And what that $10 gets you into is a special on-air invite to join an episode of the show. It's going to be called Your Episode. We get to talk about anything that you want to talk about and deep dive into the Lions Super Bowl run. You're also going to get some All Grit podcast merch. You're going to get a bottle of bourbon by the All Grit podcast crew. You're going to get a free sponsorship that week to shout out whoever, wherever your business is or your spouse's business.
we're also going to throw in a $25 gift card to your favorite coffee shop. Wait, did we take Arby's. That off? You still want Arby's? Starbucks, Starbucks. Okay. And we're going to give you a package of Clay's nuts. And we're going to give you some professional headshots by Ivan if you live locally.
Johnny, right, real quick, shout out to our sponsor for our episode today, Hector and Rosie Diaz with Independence Realty. They've been helping people and families score their perfect home for 25 years of experience. So if you're ready to make your next big move, you know, whether it's investing, buying, or selling your home, call today at 616-890-8983 or find them on Facebook at Hector and Rosie Diaz Real Estate. Because just like the Lions, it's all about grit, determination, and winning the right way.
All right, let's get into some bold takes. So we got the Washington Redskins. You want to? I guess we can do this now, and then later when we have our Behind the Lions, we can still edit that or talk with him, hopefully.
Yeah, stay with us this week. We're going to get a special guest, Washington Commanders super fan. If you're a Detroit Lions fan, I don't know many Commanders fans, and I found one in Grand Haven. And so he's going to jump on the pod with us on Thursday. Super awesome guy. If you know Ewags, super fun just to know him as a friend. He's all right. He's all right. He's good. He's good. He knows football. And we'll chat with him. We'll ask him questions. So tune in later this week to hear from him.
All right.
And Caleb promised it. He promised me he's going to be nice to our guest. Not going to intimidate.
I don't know who you're talking to. This is the All Grit Podcast. We gave it to Ryan. We gave it to Derek. We gave it to John. Oh, no. John is the only person we didn't give it to.
John gave it to himself.
John just did it to himself. Yo.
John was hilarious. Oh man. And I forgot, he texted me a couple weeks ago and he's like, sent me a picture of Ben Johnson. He's like, this is happening because you know, their coach got let go. Yeah. And I'm like, no, Ben Johnson's not going down to that owner. And I don't think Ben Johnson's going to Dallas. He don't want to work for that owner.
Nope. He might go to Raiders, man. I feel like with Tom Brady and that ownership, he might be able to turn that front office around and it might be attractive to Ben. Because now he'll get to pick his GM maybe, or they'll get a good GM. So.
Exactly. Seems all right, like so we got Washington coming in this weekend, Saturday, 8 p.m. Let's start with Adrian, your bold take for the week.
All right, I think Vegas has the Lions favored by 8.5. I say they win by at least 14.
What?
Yep, it's not going to be close. People will say, oh, that was a boring game.
So you said 14.
I don't know. That's going to be 14 tough.
14 plus. That's my bold take. It's bold. It's hot.
Yeah, that's bold.
That's bold. That's very bold. I think 8.5 is a lot for a playoff game, but geez.
I'm taking it higher.
Just like Creed.
Creed.
All right, Clay.
Oh, man. What's bold take. I want to. I'm gonna say, man, it's gonna be a tough one. Score wise, or just player wise, or just everything's good to go for a bold take?
I think we could take it. Yeah, we could take it anywhere. I mean, we could take it from even the Washington side if you want to take it from the Lions side, but just some type of bold take.
All right, so I'm gonna go with. I don't think we've said this in at least a really long time, but I'm. White Vic, man. Vanilla Vic gets a touchdown, rushing touchdown.
What?
Vanilla Vic. Oh, that's a good one, man.
You're clearly not trying to win the bold takes for the year.
Well, you know, I just won one, so I want to share them, you know? So.
All right. I need to make mine less bold so I can get on the board before the end of the year here. All right, Ivan, what say you, buddy?
All right. So I'm going to come into two players. I have Sonic and Knuckles getting 100 yards, both each.
Whoa.
Each. Because as bold as it is, I was going to say either one of them gets 100 and the other one will probably get close. But because I think Washington. We talked about it. We talked about it in the chat if it was brought up or not. I did see it. Yeah, Washington has like tied 30th or 31st right now in run defense. Yeah. And hopefully that still stays the same. Hopefully they don't, you know, turn it around, they turn a 180 and they make it better. But I do see Gibbs having more touches, more going to the keys of the game, but it's going to be very run heavy because I really see them taking advantage where like they're going to stay on the field as much as possible for not so Jaden Daniels doesn't have the ball in his hands. So I think that really matters the most. But yeah, going back to bold take, Sonic and Knuckles both each 100 yards.
So 200 plus rushing. Mm-hmm. That's bold. All right, I'm throwing a little parlay out there. I got J-Mo is going to get at least a anytime touchdown, but with that anytime touchdown, it's going to be a 40 plus yard touchdown. And I'm on the fence. It's probably not bold enough to say Sonic gets another touchdown. So I'm going to say Laporta. Laporta gets a touchdown and J-Mo a 40 yard touchdown.
That's
bold take.
Nice.
Bold. All right, boys. Well, we're going to be doing this again probably on Thursday for all you who want to come back and listen to us. Adrian's got his buddy, like he mentioned, going to come in on Thursday night. So we'll shoot another episode out. It's going to be a great crossover. It's going to be really fun. We're going to talk so much trash. This is the first number one seed that the Detroit Lions have ever had. And Clay, remind our fans and our followers what happened the last time Washington played Detroit for a
I don't know playoff. The exact score, but I know it was not pretty for Detroit. So we're changing history once again, fellas.
What another thing about that? Barry Sanders team, right?
Yep.
That was either 91 or 92, wasn't it?
Yeah, we beat Dallas and we're feeling good, and then Washington came to town and annihilated us. So changing history again. And we're putting that to bed. So
I love it. Clay is putting everything to bed this season. So this is another one. Nice. So let's go Lions, One Pride, All Grit Podcast. Please tell your friends about us. Follow, like, subscribe to everything. Go to YouTube, check us out on video. We got four good looking faces here. We out.